This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vela. The area around the state capitol in Denver was awash in tear gas and chaos again last night. There were standoffs between protesters and police. Some people threw objects like water bottles at cops while officers used tear gas and pepper bullets. But things looked much different earlier in the day during a peaceful protest march over the death of George Floyd. It wasn't until after the march subsided when the clashes happened. Denver Public School Board member Tay Anderson led the march and denounced the violence.
That wasn't our purpose. Our purpose was to peacefully assemble.
More demonstrations are planned today in Denver and Boulder. A Weld County church sued the state over strict limits that hold congregations to 10 people. Well, now the U.S. Justice Department has weighed in. CPR's Ben Marcus has more.
Lawyers in the Civil Rights Division of the Justice Department filed a rare statement of interest in the federal case on Friday. The statement notes that Colorado now allows restaurants to seat up to 50 people, yet churches are still limited to 10. And the state must prove that there's a compelling reason for the, quote, discriminatory treatment. A spokesman for Governor Jared Polis said in a statement that the orders are constitutional and appropriately tailored to protect public health. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Mostly sunny and warm for Denver today, highs in the upper 80s with thunderstorms possible later. A few degrees cooler around Colorado Springs, and highs near 90 for Grand Junction. This is CPR News.